Okay, our topic today is dancing and clapping on Shabbos. I personally have a very personal connection to this sugya, because when I got to yeshiva, this was the first question I asked Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. And I'll give you the background for that, and the background was that on one Shabbos, the davening was very moving, and I started clapping along to Kedusha, and this boy who sat near me came over to me afterwards and said, "You shouldn't have clapped, because you're not allowed to clap on Shabbos." And this was the first I had ever heard of that. And when I say it's the first I ever heard of that, I grew up across the street from a shul called the Kalbach Shul. Now when I say it's the Kalbach Shul, I don't mean there's a Kalbach Shul in a lot of places and that it's the shul with a lot of ruach or Kalbach style davening. I mean this was where Shlomo Kalbach's shul was. Okay, this is where he was the rabbi, where his twin brother was the, or older brother was the rabbi, where his father was the rabbi before them. This is the Kalbach Shul. I think now the current rabbi is, meaning his brother's wife's grandson-in-law. Meaning it's a family, it's the Kalbach family shul. Not just a Kalbach, meaning it's the Kalbach Shul. And believe me when I tell you where clapping and banging was a regular thing as part of the davening, as you might imagine. So I was very surprised. So I went up to Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal one day that week, and it took a lot of courage and gathered all my thoughts. And okay, here I do, I'm going in, because it was a little intimidating. And I went up to him, and there's stories abound of people getting very nervous and forgetting what they're asking. I know of somebody who, when he was going up to Rav Lichtenstein, decided that he wanted to turn it into a conversation. So instead of going up to him and just asking his question, he was going to start, "How's the Rosh Yeshiva?" and then go into his question. And he gets up there all nervous and says, "Rav Lichtenstein, I have a question. How are you?" So I was like, okay, all these thoughts going through my head. Here we go. I'm going to go ask my question. So I go up to Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal and I say to him, "This past Shabbos, I was davening, and I was very moved by the singing, and I started clapping. And after davening, somebody told me I can't do that. And I know in the shuls and camps and whatever, wherever I went, it wasn't just at the Kalbach Shul, whatever camp, school, shul that I was davening in, it was very common to clap on Shabbos. So to clap along to songs and singing. So was this person right? Or the people I grew up with right? Who's right?" So Rav Lichtenstein looked at me and he said, "Did you do your homework?" Okay. I was like, "What?" So he said, "Yeah, did you do your homework?" So I said, "Nope." Whatever the homework was, I definitely didn't do it. So he said, "Okay, go get me a Gemara Beitza, go get me a Mishnah Brura, etc." And I went, fetched him for him, brought him back to his makom. And he sent me, "Go learn this sugya, learn this Gemara, learn this Gemara, learn this Tosos, learn this Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishnah Brura, whatever. Then come back to me and we'll discuss." So before I get back to the answer, that'll be the end of this year, let us go through the homework, okay? So a wonderful didactic method Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal had, which was that, why am I just asking, I'm coming to Shana Aleph, and here I am to grapple with all the sources and a base medrash full of Svarim. So let us learn how the sugya progresses. Let us see, we can understand what we're talking about, rather than just getting an answer from him, us or mutter. There was a whole life lesson that I learned from this question. So I told you I relate very much to this sugya. So let us see this sugya. So here's the homework. Start with source one. There's a Mishnah in Beitza Lamed Vav Amud Bet. The Mishnah says, "Lo metachin, lo mesavkin, lo meraktin." And it's actually on Yontif, but the Mishnah later says Kol Shekein also on Shabbos. But you cannot clap your hands together. You cannot clap your hands on your thigh. You can't dance. And what is the reason for all these? And it's a part of a whole Mishnah of all sorts of gzeros they made. Some were more familiar with, some less. But what is the reason you can't do these things? The Gemara says, "Lo matapkin, lo masapkin, lo maraktin, gzera shema yitakin kli shir." The reason you can't do this is because you're going to be so moved by the music, you're going to decide, I want to not just sing or dance, I want to not just clap, I'm going to want to play an instrument. So I'm going to come to either create an instrument, fix an instrument, tune an instrument, and though that's indeed an Isser Doraita, meaning making an instrument on Shabbos is an Isser Doraita. Tuning it is Makeh B'Patish. So that's an Isser Doraita. So this is a Gzera D'Rabbanan. Don't even clap and don't even dance to prevent you from doing the Isser Doraita of dancing or clapping on Shabbos. So Rashi here tells us, in Meraktin, Beregel, the kulan, the simcha, the shir, happy about a song or music. Bagamara mefarish gzera shemi attacking kenegdan klishir deka avin mana. What's the problem? That you're going to be making kenegdan klishir, some sort of kli that fits with that song, or some kind of clapping that happens to that song. That word kenegdan is going to come up in our discussion as a possible heter, meaning, is it a problem to clap, or is it a problem to clap along with the song? But that's just foreshadowing the later discussion. But right now, that is the sources so far. Yes?
Does that imply that if I bang on the table, this table becomes a klishir?
Well, banging is just like clapping. The table's not a klishir. But if you were to bring the table together in order to put one together, that would be the iser. It's not a cliche, but the banging, meaning whether you're banging on your hand or on the table, should be the same. You're making a sound with your hand, and that's going to lead you to do that. Okay, getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. The Gemara, source 3, it's a little bit earlier, Gemara in Beitza. Amrele, Rav Bar Rav Chanan Labaye. It's not, Ein Metapchen, Ein Mesakin, Ein Meraktin. Va'idnan, Dekach, Hazinan, Davdinan, Hachi. Look around. Everybody we know claps and dances on Shabbos. And you ever see a Talmud Chacham bang on the table and say, hey, everybody stop dancing, everybody stop clapping. Hanach lem Yisrael mutav sheyishogin v'ayu mezidin. Leave the Jews alone. You're not going to be able to convince them. They're doing something wrong. And therefore, better let them continue to clap and dance b'shogeg, rather than lead them to be, they're going to do it anyway, then they'll be doing it b'mezid. That is what the Gemara says is the reason. And Tosot their comments. Tana inu tamchen meraktin, perish Rashi, shemi takin kli shir, meaning he, Rashi, where did Rashi on Lamed get it? He got it from the Mishnah, the Gemara on Lamed Vav. Umiu lidi dan shari. This is mutter for us. Didavka biyim mehen. Back in their day, shahayu bikin laso kli shir. Who knew how to make, who knows how to make an instrument? You know how to make an instrument? I don't know how to make an instrument. Apparently back then, people knew how to make instruments. Shayach lemigzar. So therefore, we have to make gzera. Don't sing. Don't dance. Don't clap, because you're going to make an instrument. Aval adidan, ein ano bekin laso kli shir. We don't know how to make any instruments. So there's no reason for you to stop me from doing any permissible activity lest I make an instrument, no matter what you do. Even if you handed me instrument materials, probably, I wouldn't know what to do. V'lo shayach lemigzar. And therefore, there's no reason to make the gzera. So, Tosfot says, this gzera, it's a gzera d'rabbanan. You cannot clap and dance on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? You might come to make a klishir. Tosfot says, that doesn't apply anymore. Because we don't know how to make a klishir, so there's no reason to make a gzera to prevent me from making a klishir. Yes?
Once the gzera has been made,
good.
Can you...
No. That's source 10.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, good. You're on the right track. You're thinking like the Igros Moshe and many, many others. But I brought the Igros Moshe. It says it explicitly, many others say it too. Okay, you're paying attention. It's beautiful. Okay, but that's Tosfot's basis to allow this to happen. And the Shulchan Aruch, when he paskins the sugya, source 5, in a tapin la kota kaf al kaf, the clav, v'lo masakin la kaf al yarek, get your thigh, v'lo meraktin, no dancing, zera shemi takin kli shir. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, u'lisapik kila achar yad mutter. And if you do it with a shinoi, if you do it with the, you clap like this, with the back of your hand, rather than a normal clap, so then it would be allowed. So, does a klachar yad doesn't always make things mutter, meaning now if I eat pig with my left tongue, it doesn't become mutter. So, what happened here that all of a sudden it becomes mutter? What is the rationale? So that is something we have to discuss now. The Rama says, "Vaha de mesavgan raknana inan velo mechinanu mishum de mutav shiyushogin." Why don't we say anything to anybody? Because they're going to do it anyway, and better they do it b'shogig than then they do it b'mezid. So what's that quoting? That's quoting the Gemara in Source 3. V'yesh omrim de bezman hazeh kol shari de ein anu bepikin v'asiyah kli shir v'lekel de migzar shem itakin kli shir de milted l'shliyachu v'efshar shal zen nagu l'hakel v'kol. So what's his second statement? His second statement is citing Tosaf. Or the other possibility is that it's not mutav shiyu shogin, but that it's actually mutter, meaning there's a difference between those two statements, and we'll see people say this explicitly later on in the source sheet. But the first one is saying, yes, they're wrong for doing it, but leave them alone. And the second one says, no, it's okay that they do it. But yet the Rama continues, ve'efshar shal zeh nagu l'hakel b'kol. So why are people lenient? This could be the reason why they're lenient. That's what the Rama says. And the Mishnah Berurah there comments, "V'lo merakdin u'biyom simchat Torah mutar lerakid b'shas omrim kilusim de Torah." If you can't dance on Yom Tov, then how can you dance on Simchas Torah? I know we all dance on Simchas Torah, so on Simchas Torah it's different because you're dancing mishum kavod Torah. There it's different because you're dancing kavod Torah. Came in the lepazet el mishum shvut, aval b'shar simchas shel mitzvah kigon b'nisuin afilu hachi aser. It's not for every mitzvah that you're all of a sudden allowed to do what you want on Shabbos. It's specifically for Kavodat Torah. But you can't even dance for an Afraf. V'gam l'chvod Torah, g'day latir l'tipuach v'rikud. All we're doing is allowing you to clap or bang on your thigh and dance. Lo kishkush b'pamon v'zagim. Nobody said you could play an instrument. You can't start bringing out your belt collection. But kol shekein shark lishir. Certainly not your guitar or your anything, or your darbukas, the usher. And when he says lahakel b'kol, the Rama said the minog is lahakel b'kol. Hay lahakel b'kol kail tipuach v'sipuk v'rikud. Lo al shar dvarim nizkarim, not on anything else. Specifically, when he says the minog is leave him, that means about specifically about dancing and clapping. Ein kedai laniach minog shelo b'makom mitzvah mishum hanachlem. So when does the Mishnah Berurah say that we rely on this Rama? When it's b'makom mitzvah. If people are clapping or dancing as part of Simcha shel mitzvah, then leave him alone. That doesn't necessarily mean it's mutter and he's endorsing it, but he's saying, according to the Rama says just leave them alone. So what is this, leave them alone? Efshar shel zeh nagu l'hakel. So the Mishnah Berurah says leave them alone if they're ever doing it mishum mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah is actually endorsing when it's Simchas Torah or it's Mishum Kavod Torah. So not necessarily every mitzvah, but specifically when it's for Kavod Torah. Okay, so far we've seen a few different ways that Poskim have dealt with it. We saw the Tosot, who said it's because we don't know how to make a klishir, and we saw Mishnah Berurah said that it's because of Kavod Torah, and we have the Raman, the Mishnah Berurah's explanation about, well, just leave them mutav shiyu shogegin, or that we're just mekel because we don't know how to make a klishir. But really, what we're going to see, first of all, you have a priori, what we have a rule that says don't clap or dance lest you come to make an instrument. So what do we have to do? Either you have to say what we're doing is not clapping or dancing, or you have to say is we're not going to make an instrument. So we're not going to make an instrument. We saw that Tosa. So it says we're not going to make an instrument. How can we say we're not clapping and dancing? You're going to have to say our clapping or dancing is different, and we'll see that. Though we already saw that our clapping is different, the Mechaber says if you do it, kelachar yad, if you do it with a shinoi, if you make a distinction, if you clap in a weird way, that's also different. And finally, the other svara direction you could go in order to be matir this is to say that for a mitzvah is different. Now, yes, the Mishnah Berurah limits what mitzvot that would be allowed for, but those are the directions we could go. Either our clapping is different, we're not, our dancing is different, whatever clapping and dancing the Gemara assert is not ours, or we're going to do some kind of recognition, a shinoi. Now, shinoi could be that it's, therefore it's not the same kind of clapping, or it's not what they were gozer on, or if we do it with a shinoi, everybody's going to remember. If the only way I can clap is by clapping in a weird way, I'm going to remember not to go make an instrument. And then, beyond that, then we could say that we saw that it doesn't apply anymore, or that it's for a mitzvah. Shmir Shabbos Kolchata, source 7 and 8, he says, Ein lirkod, we don't dance, aval yesh la'akel b'simcha shel mitzvah. If it's a simcha shel mitzvah, we're lenient to dance. Ein limchok ha'payim, im lo b'simcha shel mitzvah. You can again clap if it's simcha shel mitzvah. Or if you clap a different way than you clap during the week. Instead of clapping this way, you clap on the back of the other hand. That's not a normal way to clap. You're doing with the shinoi, that's allowed. Similarly, in source 8, he says, you can't bang on the table while singing a song with you. Sing along with your song, lo bekliv, lo beyad, not with a drumstick, not even with your hand. Gamin la kol baregel al ritzva kedin lanim in a shira, you can't even tap your foot. Also, lashmiya kol bederek shira lefi ketzef af b'li ezra kli, you can't make noises to go along with the song as if you're following the beat. Al yedei kol pul la shadam oseba achad me'evri gofo. Anything you do with your body to bang along to the beat, kegon al yedei mechia kapayim, is not allowed. If it's not simcha shel mitzvah or shinoi, shelo kafi shiragil nasok mechol. So shmir Shabbos kol chata gives you two iterim. One, you're allowed to do it when it's for simcha shel mitzvah. So we're not just allowed to clap and to whatever music, but specifically if we're dancing, like for simchas Torah. If the davening really moves you, maybe there's room in that Shmir Shabbos Galchata. I'm putting words in his mouth, but he says for Simcha Shel Mitzvah or Shinoi, if you clap in a slightly different way, he's also matter that. I don't think I'm putting words in his mouth in that one because he says Bishino you can. Okay, who says that maybe our dancing is different? What could that be based on? So in Source 9 we have Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi defines what that dancing was. Kiputz is like the kvotz is to jump, is to lift up both one's legs at once. Rikud oker achad u'mineach echad. Rikud is a specific type of dance where you lift up one leg and as that one comes down, the other one comes up. So if you do the gush shuffle, which is that your legs never really come up, or if one comes up, most of the time your legs are on the ground, so then that is not the dancing that they're referring to, and that wasn't part of the gzera, and I've been told by people that that is indeed part of the reason behind the gush shuffle, why the Rashi Yeshiva were dancing with it. I know our more modern Rashi Yeshiva do dance a little bit more into it, but the founding Rashi Yeshiva, when they danced, we're doing the gush shuffle, so this is certainly on what to rely. Okay, so now let's get to Ari's question. Was, right, can we just get rid of the gzera? The Mishnah says, can't do this. The Gemara explains, it's a gzera shemitaka clean shear. So what? So as it says, all of a sudden, we don't know how to make a clean shear, so we can't do that anymore? Here goes Moshe, source 10. Do we agree with Tosot? I don't understand this Tosot. Even if I grant this premise, that back then people were more experts at making instruments than now. Still, when something becomes usher, there's a gzer of chazal, we have a rule. When a beis din makes a rule, you cannot undo the rule without a greater beis din in chachma or minyan, in number or in wisdom, is matirit. The kol shekein hacha, shegam yameinu haika gam yishabikil naso klishir. What? Nobody knows how to make an instrument? Somebody knows how to make an instrument. There's still instruments. You go to the music store and buy whatever instrument you want. It's not like we lost, the world lost this skill. Okay, so we'll grant his premise. It's not common. The layman doesn't know how to make an instrument. But somebody knows how to make an instrument. V'nira la'aniyat daiti. So then what's his reason to explain Tosot? Shatam hu den nechsheva kelo pashta gzera. Tosot's saying, it's not that the gzera doesn't apply. The gzera applies if it were a gzera. Somehow it wasn't a gzera. How is it not a gzera? Because it never took hold. Avshakvar pashtam mehem, even if that happened, kevan shachshav nishtanem ikvish ayav mehem, shenistalekatam, no nechsha mashta pashtam, ichayatam, the pashtam, gamakshav kshaldekatam. Apparently, what our situation is radically different enough that it's not considered that it's spread. Even if it's spread in their time, it doesn't apply now. And still, in order to undo a gzera, you would need a larger Beis Din to vote and undo it. Yesh lomar, the kevan shiadua, shekol hachachamim sheba olam. Every Talmud Chacham posik in the whole world, hayu maskim in lahatir me'achar she'ovrin, wished this could be mutter because people are over it anyway. Even in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Vav, Source 1 says, it's usher, lest you make a kli. And the same time, Daf Lamed says, but don't say anything to them because Shogate is better than Mazid. So even then they saw that people weren't doing it. They would have much preferred that there not be a takana because then nobody would be over it at all. Not b'shogeg, not b'mezid. Rakshash, hayatam. But then when the reason applied, because people were going to make a cliche if you let them dance, lo ayu yicholun levatam mishem shekfar past. Lachen, kishnestalekatam. Now that it no longer applies, and lo nachshav kipashta, gam achshav, shereshah levatel, kishayunim nimaskimin, and we would be able to undo it if we went and counted and voted. Nechshav kinikabtsu achachamim v'nimnu v'danu laskalatir. It is considered as though we did that. As though we gathered a Beis Din together, a much larger, greater Beis Din, who voted and said, this is Mutter. So that's how he explains Toslot. But then he ends, still, since the Mechaber says like that, and Tama Toslot isn't so clear, and you needed my whole explanation in order to defend Toslot because it seems strange. If you're from Yari Shemayim, you should still be Machmer on this. That is what Rav Moshe Feinstein says on the topic. The Aruch HaShulchan asks a similar question to the Igros Moshe, and I think it's even stronger. Meaning Igros Moshe still said that it's still because of people making kelim, people still making musical instruments. The Aruch HaShulchan, source 11, says, "Advar matmiim chada dekshira nime akinur shkikhe tuva." You know what? There are people who know how to tune a guitar. Tuning a guitar is an Isser D'Oraita on Shabbos, so you have to. So you want to tell me, okay, we don't know how to make a kelim. You're going to tell me it's so uncommon that somebody knows how to tune an instrument? I know dozens of people who could do that. I might not know a single person who's made an instrument in his life. I've met dozens who've tuned an instrument in their life. I've seen it happen. It didn't even take them that long. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says is the question. Meaning, you want to say Tosa doesn't apply? And Chalil Levatel Shuter Rabbanim Yitzei Tamin Keilu. Again, same question. How can you just get rid of it because it doesn't apply? Meaning, number one, why do you say it doesn't apply? It still applies. And number two, even if it didn't apply, how can you get rid of it? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, what's his heter? La'ania daiti nire tam pasha tesipik varikot shelanu lo nesra me'olam. It's our clapping and dancing, isn't their clapping and dancing. Dibizman chazal ayaze ve'eitche mezamrim b'kli shir v'yum etapkin mesapkin raktin al pi seder ashir. Their dance matched their song. I think in our time, like, how do I understand that? I picture like Yidden. Like we have a specific dance to match a song, or the Gush dance matches up with the Yerav Nasichi music. Possibly even a Hora just matches the beat, meaning you're taking two steps in one because the song has a rhythm of, three parts or something there. So when your dance matches the music, if you're just running around in a circle, around and around, That is not what Chazal goes around. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. His heter is that our dancing isn't the dancing that goes around. That's what the Yerushalmi said. Remember, Source 9 said that there is a specific kind of dancing. So if it's not the kind of dancing that goes around, then it's not usher to do that dance. So it's not us that they clapped on the left side and the right side and different parts of the song and it matched up with the song. Here, you're just, making noise while you're doing it. Tipuach va'alma. V'loa pisidrei ashir. And you're not following along. V'hach tesipu kaf al yerech lono dal lanu klal v'gam arikud be'ed asimcha eno karikud shalem v'seder karikud en hashim. It's not like a specific line dance or civic dance like women have. But rather, meraktim below starim. We just dance. We're just having fun, having a good time, trying to get into the simcha, into the ruach of it. Ven kan gedder shemitak and klishir, den lem shaychud zelezeklal velo al zekazur chacham. So how does he get out of the question? Tosut says, gzera shemitak and klishir doesn't apply? No. It applies. It's not our situation. It applies to a different situation. Our situation is not the mitzvah they were gozeran. Got it? Hear the difference? Good question.
So would it now, with the Gush dance, be problematic if you say to anybody who has somewhat of an affiliation to Gush, the Gush dance, everyone knows what it is, and it's now a
But is it that you step with your left foot to the word Kad, and with your right foot to the word Shenu, and then your left foot for the word Be, and then, right foot Mitzvah? Like, no, there's no connection. The Gush dance is you walk around in a circle and dance like a penguin, back and forth, rocking back and forth, with no connection between the song. And in fact, people are off key, and I don't want to, yeshiva likes to present its great ruach, okay? But like, there's no connection between the dance we do and the song. So therefore, certainly within the Aruch HaShulchan, you're fine doing the yeshiva dance. The one we do Friday night. Okay. The Shut Minchat Elazar. Minchat Elazar was the Munkacher. He's a Hasidish Rebbe. And he was asked to defend the Hasidic Minhag. As in, people looked around and saw Hasidim all over the world. What do they do on Shabbos and Yontif? There's very Lebedik dancing and singing and clapping. And good fun, good times. And nobody's implying that they're not spiritual and they're not from. Meaning, these are wonderful Yari Shemayim, singing and dancing, getting so into the, into the Akafos, or whatever, so into the Ruach on Shabbos, and it's so inspiring, and so filled with Vekus. It's wonderful. But wait a minute, how can they do that? Just because I feel inspired and close to Hashem by, eating treif, is that allowed? That would be absurd. So why, if this is Asur, can you do it? Just because it's going to inspire you and make you feel it closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and that's the premise. So they ask the Munkacher, wait a minute. What's the heter for all these Hasidim and Anshei Maaseh Shemeraktim Nesamtim Nesmachot V'ranenim L'Hashem Shabbaton Yom Tov? You go to their shuls, you go to their steeples, you go to their kloises, you go to wherever they are, and there's Leibedik dancing there every Shabbos and Yom Tov. And I think it's wonderful, but maybe not. Chazal or Gozer, you can't do that. So let's see what he answers. Shinog Rabbatina Kadoshim Agonim Asher B'Zchutam Anu Chayim V'Chassinim Atalminim V'Vayim Acharinim Kevan Shebamarik B'Shem Rabbeinu Hai Matil Dechvod HaTorah B'Simcha Torah Avshom B'Shem Mishvot. First of all, no, the Maharik said when it's for Dechvod HaTorah you can do it. So, like I said, just like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah in Source 6, Kvod HaTorah could be already our basis. The Mishnah Berurah limits it. Kvod HaTorah, yes, not for a chasim, but already Kvod HaTorah seems to be this heter in a direction we could go. Vin kein shuv yesh lomar, gam b'kol simchat yom tov rikudim sipukim mutar. Also for the simcha of yom tov. Oma d'cholo chashalom manitin bebeitza nisgar af the srach metzot. The Mishnah says, you can't dance, you can't clap. It doesn't say you can't dance, you can't clap, except for simchat yom tov. Yesh lomar kevan she'enu mitzvah l'chol adam. Rak l'misha boer b'kirvo rish be'esh shal hevet Hashem simchat yom tov asher chileinu aval lo l'chol adam hu tircha v'enu simcha shal mitzvah im ein choshech lo. Why doesn't it mention it? Because it's not for every person. If you are the type of person whose inside is so enveloped and so taken over by your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you Hashem for giving this yontif. It's making me so happy. And my only way to express that is that the rhythm takes me over and I'm now going to start dancing because I am so happy and so excited. So of course you can dance on yontif. But for somebody who's just going through the motions and doesn't like the dancing, so for them, there's no inyan of him to go dance on yontif. So the Mishnah says, don't dance and don't clap, lest you're talking klishir. They weren't gozer on Simchas Yontif or Simchas Shal Mitzvah. But it has to be that the dancing you're doing is because you're so overtaken by Simchas Mitzvah. Rishvei Shal Hevet, your heart is burning, it's a flame. Then you can dance on Shabbos and Yontif and it's not an issue. This is only for specific people, only for Hasidim, not for Nidvaks. Okay? And the Rambam, he quotes a Rambam about who should dance in the harbot b'simcha zo, b'simcha z'yantif. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. G'dolei chachamim Yisrael, v'rashi yeshivot, v'sanhedrin, v'chasidim, z'keinim, anshei maisen. The Rambam understood. It's not for the layman. It's for the Russian, the greatest people. They're the ones who should be dancing on Yontif. Look at the Rambam's lashon. So we can do it. And then he throws in at the end. We can follow the Ramah. That the in paskening like Toso. The in bekin mizmanin lasok lishir v'leka shvut. And came to Vaday Roya Hetterler Kodalistapik, so we can dance and we can clap, and we can be like those following Derech Rabotinu Akadoshim, the Fazes, the Charker, the Rakin, the Smoch, Bahavad Hashem, Shabbat Yom Tov. And you can't judge anyone for doing it. So you see Hasidim, wonderful from people, dancing and clapping on Shabbos. No, the Munkatra tells you that it's okay. Because they're dancing because they're so overtaken by their Avas Hashem for giving them the yontif, and it's taken over their whole body, and you're allowed to dance for Simchas Shel Mitzvah, and they're dancing at a Simchas Shel Mitzvah. And the Mishnah says you can't dance, you can't clap. It's for people dancing and clapping without that happening to them. Yes, Zach.
Can I have a Hasidim of different sects?
Yeah, rely on this. Yeah. He's defending all Hasidim. He wasn't asked to defend Munkatra Hasidim. He was asked to defend Hasidim. Yes.
And just confirming, he said that the Ashkenazim can follow the Ramah does allow clapping and dancing. Is that
correct? Yeah, he says especially. Most Hasidim are Ashkenazim, and therefore, but he's throwing that in as a tzad, meaning he thinks it's allowed, plus throw in the Ramah that it's...
So even if you're not a Hasidim, you're just a...
Yeah, if you're really inspired, you can dance, is what he's saying. Good. Rav Avadya has a tshuva in Yabia Omer and Yechavadad, source 13 and 15. And source 14 in the middle is a shoot from the Dvar Yoshua who comments on the Rav Avadya, and I thought we should see some of their points. I'll try to go through them quickly. I'm not going to try to read it all. It's a bit long. But just to see some of the points on this topic. And number 16 is not so related to our topic. Source 16, let's just do that first. The Az Nidbru of Silber says... banging on the table or with kelim is aser, la'akot b'yadayim klachayat is mutter, but to do the shino is allowed. And he says, if mechiyat kapayim mishat ne'um mutter, if you want to clap at a speech, he's matir. Kevin shumachuvan l'klal l'shir, it's not connected to a song. I mean, the iser wasn't making a noise with your body. The iser was making noise to your body to some kind of rhythm or music. And therefore, you heard a really good speech, you can clap. Maybe not everybody agrees. I've seen others who disagree. But see, you know, you shouldn't stone anybody you see for clapping in an audience. I don't think you should stone people in general, but that's a different topic. Okay. Yabi Omer, Rav Avadya, and Achuva. Source 13. Kimina, first of all, he quotes that Munkatra that we just read, the Minchas Lazar. Then he says, La fionit daiti nire. Shilamaisa in la horo la hakavaze. We cannot be lenient like that Munkatra. Even if I grant his premise that he said for Hasidim they're dancing at a Simchas Shel Mitzvah, Is that better than dancing out of our joy for Chasan Kala? We get so happy when people get married. And Shulchan Aruch Harav and others say, Sha'asr l'raket afilu b'nisuin v'rak b'simcha Torah etir l'chvot Torah. So how, why do you take this heter? We have a heter to dance in Simchas Torah. That seems to be muskam amongst the poskim. Okay? So how blanket is that heter? Is that a blanket heter for any time we're dancing in a way that's similar to Simchas Torah? Or is it specifically Simchas Torah? So the Munkacher clearly said, we can dance in Simchas Torah because we're dancing out of Simcha for the Torah, and we can do that on Shabbos if you're a chassid whose heart moves him so. And Rav Avadya says, no, Simchas Torah is the limit. You can dance with Simchas Torah. For anything else, you can't dance. V'im kein arikud b'shava lo chashim makom mitzvah. So then dancing every Shabbos isn't considered makom mitzvah. Akein acharedim l'dvar Hashem. Anybody who fears and trembles before God, yikavlu schar al prisha, you get schar for not dancing. V'kaimu mitzvah simcha v'yomto b'shir b'peh. And you could just sing. You don't have to dance. Simcha, well, what about Simchas Yontif? Okay, sing songs, be happy. That's what Rav Avadya says. So the Dvar Yoshua takes him to task. It's a long tshuva. He says, I just received your sefer. Yashir Koch, it's a wonderful sefer. Let me give you a whole bunch of notes. So his fourth note is this topic. What, did I see a hand question somebody already?
I didn't
look it up. Maybe you'll look it up right now. Okay. But a lot of the svarim that I was looking in kept quoting this tshuva. So I went and found the tshuva. And it's not on Bar Ilan. I had to type it up. So so I should have looked in the front of the sefer when I picked it up. That was my mistake. Okay. So the Dvar Yoshua says the following. You know what you did in Siman Chav Bei Od Hei? Hitil Dofi B'gdolei HaChassidut. You lambasted, you kitil dofi, I don't know, you poked, you made light of the gdolim chassidut who are mekal. And why can't you do this? Because we know gedolei chassidut ayu gedolim b'torah v'yir lo pachod me'otan gdolim that you quote. You Rav Avadya, all your tshuvas, you quote gadol after gadol after gadol. Do you think the greatest chassidish rabbis were any less of a gadol, any less of a yare shemayim than your gedolim? Of course, they were on the same level. So then, we can't say that they're wrong. We just have to say we don't understand. But it's not because we're right. It's because we're lacking in our knowledge. We can't just say, ah, don't be lenient like them. And he says, in fact, here I can tell you the reason. It's not a kula, it's mutter. Exactly as the Minchat al-Azhar said. And you disagreed with the Minchat al-Azhar. You didn't think it all the way through. What was it that you thought? Why are they dancing so much? Because it's Simchas Yontov. And you said, why can I dance for Simchas Yontif if I can't dance for Simchas Chatan Makala? He said, "If just like I can't dance on Shabbos or Met. Especially on Shabbos when there's no mitzvah Simcha. On Yontif there's a mitzvah, on Shabbos there's a mitzvah Oneg. On Yontif there's a mitzvah Simcha. So why can I do that?" He said, "Why did you have that question? Because you didn't pay attention to this detail. What's this detail? She'enu mitzvah klal adam rak l'misha boer b'kirbo Simchat Yontif asherin chilenu. You're happy that Hashem gave us Yontif. How did Rav Avadya understand that, says the Dvar Yoshua? He understood that they're happy about Yontif, so they're dancing at a Simchas Yontif. Rotzeh lomar delo mitzat Simchat Yontif or b'kirvo. No, they're not dancing at a Simchas Yontif. El Simchas Yontif asher enchilenu. They're dancing that they're happy that Hashem gave us Yontif. Sameach al asher enchilenu Hashem Yontif. Kemoshe nikra Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, we're not happy with the Torah. We're happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. So we're calling it Simchas Yontif, but the reason we're dancing isn't out of Simchas Yontif. We're dancing out of Simchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu daka today? Simchas Yontif. Why are we happy with the Kaddish Baruch Hu Da'al and Simchas Torah? Because he gave us Simchas Torah. Because he gave us the Torah. So you, Rav Avadya, thought the reason why they're dancing is Simchas Yontif, and therefore he said, how is it different than this other Simcha that you can't do on Shabbos and Yontif? And the answer is, it is different, because that's not the Simcha. And he found Mekoros with his, I found the Medrash, Zah Yom HaSashem Nagilah V'Nismecha Bo. I am going to be happy on it. How am I going to be happy on it? Nagilah V'Nismecha Bo, B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that I'm going to be happy b'yom shasah HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisim nagil v'nismecha b'shil nisim. I'm not going to be happy because of the miracles. I'm going to be happy because of bo. Ela b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nagil v'nismecha. Mikevan shasah Hashem yom zeh v'gila avato aleinu. He made this day. He revealed his love to us. Af anu nagil v'nismecha b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitok avateinu elav. Because we love him so much for loving us. That's the inyan of Simchat HaKasidim. And that simcha, there's no difference between Yantif. And no difference between Shabbos, even Mimei Chol. That's the avoda that we're doing. Therefore, Shaper Kamar Minchas Lazar. When the Munkachu said it is mutter for somebody who's Bower Berkirbo, that's what we're doing. And therefore, they are justified. And Rikudzeh Shemit Or Adam Nerkod Machmat Shebower Berkirbo Shalevet Hashem in Biyad Adam Nuno Shalom Nitarer. If you're so in love with Hashem, because he gave us Yantif, that we can't stop, we can't make you do that. And therefore, for somebody who's able to do that, there is no gzera. V'adai lo gazru al shum adam, kol shirokeid b'simcha shaliyot machmar avar Hashem. They never made a gzera against somebody dancing out of avas Hashem. So he ends, in kvodo li shomeh, if you listen to me, you should publicize that you take it back. That's what Dvar Yehoshua says. Okay, who is the Bar Yeshua? Did you look it up?
Yeshua Menachem Arenberg.
Of Yeshua Menachem Arenberg.
From Hungary.
From Hungary, okay.
1904
to 1976. When did he die? 1976? Okay. So Rav Avadya actually quotes his tshuva in this next tshuva. This is in Yechavedat. Can you be matir? So he goes through the whole sugya. We have the Mishnah and Meraktim and Das Rabbeinu and Poskim are to be oser. We know how to make kelim. There's still instruments on the market. And Yodim Litakin Mitarim Shalkino Roch and Nisaku. People know how to fix a broken guitar string. And those things are asami doraita. Even if that weren't the case, we would need to have a based and get together and vote that that thing no longer applies. And even though the reason no longer applies, the gzera still applies. So number one, I think the reason still applies. And number two, even if it doesn't, that's not how we get rid of it. Okay, so it's the same claim the Igros Moshe, Aruch HaShulchan, and everyone else made. And then, in fact, he says, look at the Ramah. The Ramah that we saw in Source 5 says, Yesh omrim d'zmanazak kol shari because we're not bekiyin. Sorry. First he says, we're not mochan them, mutav shiyushokin. Then he says, Yesh omrim that are kol shari because we're not bekiyin. Says, what does that Ramah do? The fitamo arishon, it's us or even our times, just we don't say anything to them. According to the second reason, even if there's a suffix, whether they'll accept it, you should still, you don't have to criticize them because they have on whom to rely. That was source 11. He says, Dvarav einam ela divrei neviut. How does he know? Is he a Navi? Right? The Aruch HaShulchan's Heter was that it was based on that there was a dance that went with the song. It was a clap that went with the song. So how does he know that? And also, we do clap along with the song. It's not like a specific clap, but we clap along with the beat. And yes, the Minchat Elazar says Mishim Lavi Berisha Yesh Alevet Hashem is so much, and he throws in what was the reason at the end. He threw in especially those of us who follow the Ramah. Remember at the end of source 12, you asked about the Ashkenazim? So says the Mechaber, but I just explained to you that the Ramah himself doesn't hold of it. Because first he said, we're machmir, just mutav shiyu shogegin. And then he says, yesh omrim, that it's okay in the lahachmir. Stam v'yesh, halacha kestam. So he's machmir. Ubemer, afilim nemar shlegabe chasidim. You want to say, it's next up, simcha shal mitzvah, ein makom lahatir tipoch v'richud. It's no better than simchat chatam v'kala. So he still stands by what he said in source 13. He didn't retract based on source 14. Ubikom makom, nira shahalicha b'machol, just walking around in a circle. Saviv, im shirot v'tishpachot, ein ze b'chal rikud shazru chasal. So where does he find room for leniency? Just walking around in a circle while singing, that's not rikud. V'kivin lezeh gam kein b'shut d'var Yoshua. So how does he understand this d'var Yoshua that we just read? That's what he's getting at. That somehow our dancing isn't the kind of dancing they were oser. And in conclusion, b'sikum ein lahatir b'chal mikir b'chal rikud b'shabbos. You cannot clap, you cannot dance. Mishum gzera shum yavul takin glishir. Ubi yichulanu asvardim edo mizrach, who follows Shulchan Aruch, who is very strict. Chenu minak pashut glidot inu lasur. Vim yesh mish mekel bazeh, ra'oi lahir lemosro azno lo dio shezeh neged alacha. Very nicely, try to tell him. V'divri chacham v'nachan nishmaim. If you tell him very nicely, he might listen. And such a person, tavo bircha tov. So Rav Adya is definitely machmir, and he says svardim, and it might be alach lemaisa for svardim, that there's indeed no room to be lenient. So, that was the homework. So I went back to Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. That was more than the homework I did back then in Roshan Aleph, but that was the homework. For that, it was probably sources 1 to 6 or 1 to 8. So I went back to Rav Lichtenstein, and he goes, okay, what did the Mishnah say? Tested me. And I told him what the Mishnah said. And he goes, what does the Gemara say? Tell him what the Gemara said. What does Tosfot say? Tell him what Tosfot said. Then he goes, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? What does the Ramah say? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? So then he listens and he goes, aha. It sounds like from what you're saying that anybody who's clapping has on whom to rely. Is that correct? So I said, yes. So he goes, so then that person was certainly wrong for telling you to stop clapping. So I said, okay. And he's like, and your shul can continue to clap. And that's what he said. Now, does that mean that I can tell you that Rav Lichtenstein was matir clapping and things like that? That wasn't part of the conversation. The question I asked him was, this person stopped me from clapping on Shabbos? And was that right? And the answer was, no, that was not right. And I will add the following. I don't know if where the yeshiva does chesed now. I know they have different places they go to do chesed. One of the places we went when I was Shana Aleph in Bet was a place called Yamin Ord. It's a very nice youth village. A lot of kids from broken homes, from Russia, from Ethiopia, whatever it is. And they live there on campus. And so we would go and make Shabbos, Lebedik, with singing and dancing and clapping. And one time we were davening and we tried to do Slam Kabach style singing and dancing in shul, and one of the kids who was, let's say he's not from, meaning a lot of these, it's a Kiruv. A lot of these kids, when we went back, we hung out with them in their dorms at night, like as a group. Like there were kids smoking. There were kids, they weren't from. So one of those kids comes over and says that they told them they're not allowed to clap in shul. Clap on Shabbos and Shul. And I was so annoyed. It was after I'd had this conversation with Rav Lichtenstein already, meaning I already knew more. But I was like, seriously? What teacher here went over to these kids who probably already view the religion as stifling and non-permissive and doesn't let them do anything they want and just a burden? And they were probably in Shul one time, and it was a way to reach their neshama and sing and dance and daven. And he stopped them and told them they're not allowed to clap. I couldn't believe it. And it's been many years. I still remember that story. So I think, especially Bizman Azeh, some of you are working, going back and working in camps, and in Bnei Akiva, right? And there's, I'm sure, Labor Day dancing, and so if you want to sit and dance, and that's a way to get the kids into the Yiddishkeit, I certainly think that's a wonderful way to do it. We try to get them to be at the point where they're get them to a point where they're so moved and ready to dance to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really so good. Any questions? Yes.
Saying like Bnei Akiva, like in the middle of a tough knit, like kids may just get up and sing Rabbi Nachman and jump and dance. That's okay.
It's okay to not stop them from that.
To join in,
maybe. I could see room to be leaning.
As in, I don't think it's for like a spiritual experience. I think it's just
to disturb.
Yeah, a bit of fun or a
bit of duff.
Also, in yeshiva as well. For like people who are teaching somebody that wants to clap for the joy.
Yeah, so I think there's room to rely on the clap. Tosfot says it. Aruch HaShulchan says the clap doesn't go along with the. It's not a specific clap to the. It's not like the special dance for that song. So, like I said, there's so many heterim here. So, you wanna be machmir because you know Rav Avadya and Negros Moshe talk about a Baal Nefesh and a Yari Shemayim, proper be machmir, okay. But we certainly saw enough people, enough poskim, who were matirit, that certainly there's on whom to rely, even for yourself. Certainly for others, not stopping them. Yes?
What about banging on a table?
Same thing.
Okay. But you wouldn't recommend using something?
I wouldn't do bang with silverware. Okay. I wouldn't start bringing over. You know, I had a friend who told me growing up, like, because he played the drums, the Shabbos table, all the dishes and glasses and everything turned into his drum set. I'm not sure that was allowed. But to, you know, especially when, if you're not good, then it's definitely allowed. Then you have the heter that it's not along with the beat. Then it's not along with the beat. If you're very good and it's along with the beat, so then it's already slightly more. But I still think if you do it with a shinoi, or we saw Shmir Shabbos Kol Chotah, says for Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Lahakel b'Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Okay? That's Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Tiras Miros. Ta'onik Shabbos. Ta'onik Shabbos.